Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Desperate scenes playing out in emergency rooms in New York and New Orleans could be a grim foreshadowing of things to come in other parts of the country. Alarmingly, the ER doctors and nurses starting to get infected with COVID-19 as well. Dr. Dan Hanfling is a practicing emergency physician at Inova Fairfax Hospital in Virginia, vice president of the nonprofit consulting firm InQtel. So, doctor, how prepared do you think your hospital is, or how unprepared for the surge?
Yeah, well, good afternoon, gentlemen. And believe me, I'd rather be talking about opening day and baseball also. there's no question that the front lines are a dangerous place right now. We know that healthcare workers are fearful of becoming infected. And I would say our hospital, like hospitals across the nation, are ramping up and trying to prepare themselves and steel themselves. And then, as you've said already, New York City and New Orleans, and soon to follow other cities, may be beyond that tipping point. This is unprecedented with regards to the level of preparations that are needed, and specifically the quantity of resources that are required, particularly in the context of keeping those frontline healthcare workers, like myself, safe in the context of this transmissible virus.
So let me ask you this, because while this is unprecedented, you're quite right about that in all of our lifetimes, it isn't exactly totally unexpected. I mean, there's been tons of material written and talked about over the past few decades about microbes that might end up getting loose in other parts of the world and creating pandemics, and why medical systems all over the world needed to be better prepared. So why weren't we? Was it just economics, just money?
Well, I think, first of all, I think you're absolutely right. This is not unexpected. This was not a surprise. And, in fact, I was at the forefront of a lot of planning over the last decade. Indeed, actually, I was invited to co-chair a committee brought together by the National Academy of Sciences a decade ago during the H1N1 pandemic, which in retrospect really looked like just a glancing blow. And we recognized then, as we recognize now, that the concept is not new. The challenges were twofold. One were economic. It's awfully expensive to buy a whole lot of stuff that you think you may never need when there are pressing, urgent matters to be taken care of on a day-by-day basis. And the other is sort of this, I think, myth that seems to be perpetuated, which is that, you know, a bad disaster is something that happens to the other guy. It never happens to me. It's not going to happen on my watch. And unfortunately, it was a small group of us that were continuing to beat the drum and try to draw attention to the need to prepare for catastrophic health emergencies that now are all too real and coming to the fore, you know, very quickly.
The supply chain, as you see it, what does it look like when you're in the market for something that you know you're going to need in a few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, the supply chain is, you know, it's been a challenge. In a way, the supply chain is like a big black box. Do we really know, you know, both at the level of manufacturing and through the distributors, where anything is at any given time? I think that has been one of the challenges. The other is, though, I think hopeful in that it seems that the manufacturing community writ large is coming together now to recognize that they need to to move ahead and move ahead quickly in scaling up production of critically important material needs like masks and gowns and gloves and ventilators, the life-saving equipment to keep people alive. And I can tell you, even within the context of my work at IncuTel, we've had our system engineers actually come back to the office to take a look at our 3D printers to see to what extent could we make some recommendations around 3D printing of masks that might be able to be handed off to those who can produce at scale. So, I count on American innovation actually to, in part, help get us through this crisis. But there's no question, we are behind the eight ball, and we need to move quickly.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the thing about American innovation, because that's sort of the flip side of the coin of a conversation that I keep hearing whenever I go to the supermarket in search of toilet paper, and I'm standing in line with people who are saying, we don't get it. This is the United States. It's the 21st century. How do we not have toilet paper? How do we not have hand sanitizer? Why are hospitals running short on ventilators? Why do doctors not have masks to protect themselves and others from disease? We're not a third world country. Why is this happening?
Yeah, I'm sure there are a number of sophisticated explanations, but the one that I come to, at least from the healthcare perspective, is that we've moved the fat out of the system, if you will. We've gone to a just-in-time inventory supply, and we try to run lean. We basically, healthcare, as you know, it's a fractured and it's been a challenging environment, and the margins have been thin. And I think it's been the economic imperative to try to squeeze as much money out of the system as possible. And in times like this, that does not work for us, and that is why we're so far behind. Now, with just-in-time inventories that are not in time or not timely enough.
Dr. Dan Hanfling, emergency physician, Minova Fairfax Hospital in Virginia, vice president at the consulting firm IncuTel. Doctor, thanks for what you're doing.